Welcome to another edition of Tales of the Keg Craft Beer Conversations. Make sure you're following Tales of the Keg on Twitter and like us on Facebook. That way you'll always have the latest news on the Tucson craft beer scene, events, podcasts, and blogs.
Hey, it's Matt Russell, food and beverage columnist for Inside Tucson Business. Always fun sitting up here at the bar at Tales of the Keg, you know, talking to our craft brew characters all across Southern Arizona. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the presence of royalty. Because sitting across from me right now is a man, a pioneer in the craft brew business, a man who has been brewing beer longer than anyone in the entire Grand Canyon state, from the big and bold brand of Barrio Brewing Company. Our good friend Dennis Arnold is here. Dennis, nice to see you.
Matt Russell, it is always a pleasure to see your beautiful face.
Oh, shucks. Season's greetings to you. Here we are in December. There are so many great events happening across Southern Arizona, and I think one of the anchor experiences for people who love great sports, great competitive sports, and great craft beer, the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl is happening on December the 29th. Now, I remember a couple of years ago, you made history yet again because I believe it was your Citrizona IPA, which was the very first beer to be sold in Arizona Stadium in, I don't know, count the decades or say forever.
I think it was forever. I think beer had never been there. And that was a super important thing to me because my first job was selling soda in that stadium. So I kind of thought it was like Mufasa's circle of life.
kind of a homecoming, as it were.
It was. And it was, it was exciting. And seeing where that bowl has come from its inaugural to now its fourth is just amazing. It's growing crazy.
Now, are you going to be, every year you kind of look at the opportunity to slake the thirsts of thirsty sports fans in Arizona Stadium? Have you thought about what's going to be available to thirsty folks on December the 29th?
Well, we're bringing the crowd favorites, our Barrio Blonde, the Rojo, the Citrizona. But we decided this year, let's make a bowl beer.
Oh.
And so let's do something that we've never done before and that you can't really find in the city of Tucson. So we kind of racked our brains around and thought about, you know, is it hoppy? Is it not? Is it yeast-centric? Is it? And we came down and we said, let's do a nice Vienna lager.
Oh, beautiful.
And it's, we have not done a lager before. And that was the one that said, I kind of know by this time what Tucson likes to drink, in 28 years into this. So a Vienna lager is a beautiful, malty, mild, slightly sweet, just drinker. I mean, and it'll fit beautifully on game day. Last year, the gods shone down crazy. The weather was perfect. The sky was like almost too clear. Tucson shone like a diamond across the nation, and it was a proud moment for Tucson.
So what is it about this particular style, this Vienna lager? I believe when I was in there just before Thanksgiving, I picked up a couple of growlers to go. That was actually my Thanksgiving beer, Viva Vienna. What is it about this style of beer that you think it's going to be such a huge crowd favorite at the Arizona Bowl?
It's a nice balance where it's a malt-forward beer with Vienna malts and Munich malts making up about two-thirds of the bill. And then we bring in a noble hop, a Czechoslovakian Saaz, which is a beautiful, mild hop. So this is not a bitter beer at all. There's just enough hop there at about 28 IBUs to balance against a little bit of German crystal we put in as well. It just drinks just wonderfully on the palate.
Yeah, and I was fun to see when I was down at Barrio not too long ago. And of course, you have your standard lineup of brews on that wonderful, colorful chalkboard. But you've got this new chalkboard there, kind of to the left as you're looking at the bar, which talks about your seasonals, your one-offs, and those kinds of things. Are you going to be doing more of these in 2019?
Yes, we are. We are really upping our game. We've brought in some equipment. We've increased our lab to keep all of our yeasts apart. Right now, we're up to three or four yeasts in-house. And then we also expanded our taps from 12 to 16 because that was always our limitations. We had beers just waiting in the wings to come on because there actually wasn't a tap to put it on. So we've got a lot of fun ones coming up. We're playing around with some styles that we had never done before. Some Belgians have been coming in. We might get back into some wood. I think I've got some new contacts back in bourbon country that can get me some barrels.
Talk to me, Dennis.
The NCAA always is a wonderful beer, but put in a Jack Daniel's barrel for 6 months, and
yes,
you've got a whole different beast.
A little bit of Lynchburg, bridge from Lynchburg to Tucson, Arizona.
Yeah.
So the Viva Vienna, again, is going to be in your lineup on December the 29th, again, at the Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl at Arizona Stadium. Now, one of the things that I think distinguishes this bowl, Dennis, from many, if not all, of the other bowls across the country, is there is such a charitable aspect to what this bowl is all about, what it stands for. I mean, you know, the money goes to charities. It supports local charities. But there's this great, unique, kind of fascinating story that's part of that that really wants to recognize and give opportunities for our heroes across Arizona to really come and appreciate and attend the bowl. And a Barrio Brewing Company is this year is part of the Heroes program, too.
Yeah, we're super proud of that. There's it being my family came to Tucson via Davis Monthan Air Force Base in 1950. My dad was Air Force. My mom was a Marine, and that's where they were stationed when the Korean conflict was winding down. So I've got an affinity to what, you know, I grew up wearing PX socks, PX underwear, PX t-shirts. So when I think about heroes, you know, I think about those guys, and we do so much with Davis Monthan, and then expanding it from there. Think about how many heroes we have. We have heroes like school teachers,
yes,
who make smart people out of dumb people. I don't know how else to put that, because I just look at them going, God, I would love to be able to get them some tickets in their hands where they can take their kids to a super cool thing. I mean, this is not only a football game, it is an event.
Exactly.
You show up before, there's a lot of great energy, fun and games on the mall. You're going to have a football game on a beautiful afternoon, and then it's going to be followed up by a really killer concert. I believe the headliner's Everclear. Mm. The band and not the liquor.
Because there's a sponsorship opportunity standing right in front of you. Yeah. But you're right. It really is kind of an event, an experience. I mean, there's this great football game that's actually happening right in the middle of it, but it really is kind of helping to you know, define a whole new bowl experience, and to say that it happened right here in Tucson is extraordinary. Now, when we're talking about heroes, Dennis, you mentioned teachers. We're talking teachers. We're talking military, first responders.
Yeah, everybody that fits a bill, police, fire, to get them in the stadium, it does two things. So I think that the experience itself is great, but more so, nobody looks better on that day than Tucson, Arizona.
Indeed.
On television.
Indeed.
And I just love showing off my hometown, going, this is who we are.
This is
and
it.
It's a lot of fun. And every year, the guys and ladies that run the Nova Home Loan things, I just keep stepping the game up.
Yeah, you say this is who we are as a community, but I'm here to say this is who we are from the Barrio perspective, because Barrio has chosen to engage and enlist in the Heroes program. You're going to be making it possible. Your company, Dennis, is going to be making it possible, along with several others around town, to actually give opportunities to buy tickets for these heroes to come to the game. And I know this community's collective hat is off to you and the folks that are getting behind this, really.
It's important. I wouldn't be in business if it wasn't for Tucson really embracing our products and things like that. So this is our biggest give of the year. And it's kind of weird to say, oh, it's a football game, but really it's a community event. The football game just happens to be there.
Right. Now, when we make our way over to the tap room right there at 800 East 16th Street, right at Tool Avenue, we can enjoy our way through the entire portfolio, the horizon of handles that you have at Barrio. But people love going to Barrio for their culinary experience as well. I think two of my favorite burgers in the entire galaxy are the Big Bang and the Diane. I remember talking to you a couple of years ago about the painstaking process that you and your team put into developing what you said is the perfect patty, and that's not as easy as it sounds.
It isn't, and it's also scary as heck, because you look at that what was it, just last week, all of these supermarkets had 12 million pounds, and so when we do that, we are so crazy anal about it. After, you know, you can clean equipment, we actually clean the equipment, and then we put it in a 500 degree oven and heat kill it for a half an hour.
That
should
do it.
We really go out and about. We're proud that the health department's always thought that we've done a great job, but we go from tacos to burgers to salads to sandwiches to a little bit of everything, and some of the best chicken wings I think you'll find.
Oh, no question about it. Yeah, get over there to Barrio and eat and drink your way to a new culinary and cocktail experience. Now, you're making news, obviously, right here in Tucson, because you are born and bred right right here in Southern Arizona, but there's a lot of buzz about Barrio, not only in Phoenix, but statewide. And people that actually live in the Valley don't have to come down to Tucson to have a Barrio beer. You have what? You got a little airport partnership going on up there.
We've got a nice a partnership we did at Phoenix Mesa up there. We've been growing pretty steadily for being from Tucson, which makes up about maybe 15% of the craft beer business. We're the third largest brewery in the state.
Wow.
And the reason for that is Tucson. And I just cannot, it's so proud. It's funny because I get all the, these breweries from Phoenix going, you know, we come down and we try to sell beer in Tucson and we can't. Why? Mm. And I just said, Tucson's loyal to Tucsonans.
Right on.
And that is what it comes down to. And it's unbelievable. Out-of-staters are like, why, you know, what do you do? What's your magic? And I go, my magic is doing the same thing day in and day out, supporting my community, and they support us back.
And that is exactly the value that anchors everything that Barrio Brewing Company is about. This guy has been with a team that has been brewing beer in this community for nearly 30 years. If I'm doing the math right, I'm carrying the one. You're going to be 30 years old here in just a couple of years. And what does that say about Tucson's role in the statewide beer history?
It continues to grow. Tucson 5 years ago had 5 breweries. Now I think there's 25. I think the beer scene in Tucson is becoming more vibrant. I think that people should take the time to pick up that Tucson beer map and go around and hit all of these local small businesses that are trying to do something different. And it's nice because I looked at a brewery yesterday and they really are doing things different. Half the beers they had were sours. Mm. The other half they had was gluten reduced. And so I go, that's fun.
Sure.
That you can do that. I stay away from the weird stuff because I brew what I like to drink, I guess would be the best way to put it. And I'm not a sour person. It's just not something that I would have fired myself 10 years ago if my beer tasted like that. But there's people that are. Not to say that we're just sitting on our laurels. We've got the new crazy style of beers, hazy IPAs. Yeah. It's just been recognized by the GABF as a style. So our release for the new year is going to be Hipsterville IPA.
You heard it here first.
I got to give a nod to it because that's what it is. And I go, we're just going to roll with it. And I've been, you know, we've been playing around with a little bit of test batching and there's more of a technique to it, which interests me because I always am up for learning something new in my trade.
Tales of the Keg, breaking news again on the craft beer scene. Look for the Hipsterville Hazy IPA from Barrio Brewing Company. We're talking to Dennis Arnold, a pioneer in the craft. Again, he is behind the great family at Barrio Brewing Company, 800 East 16th Street, right at Tool Avenue. Go down there, enjoy yourself. And Dennis, you and I are ready for a beer. You ready?
Oh, yeah. I just got this beautiful, large 32-ounce 106.3 The Groove coffee cup. And it looks like the only thing missing in it is a Mocha Java Stout.
So. Spoken like a true professional. Dennis Arnold, always fun raising a pint with you. We'll see you soon, brother.
Thank you, my friend.
This has been another edition of Tales of the Keg, craft beer conversation. Make sure you're following Tales of the Keg on Twitter and like us on Facebook. That way you'll always have the latest news on the Tucson craft beer scene, events, podcasts, and blogs. Remember, you can always go to ESPNTucson.com/Tales of the Keg for more.